come to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It's that time of the week, the time I know you've anxiously been awaiting. It's the time for the culinariest and obviously the cleverest, the most riveting and without exception the most entertaining, the tastiest and the most demystifyingest cooking show in the world. We could be talking about none other than Chef of the Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs. We are the true theater of the mind radio show that is listened to by thousands and expanded around the world thanks to the World Wide Web through 18 countries and 42 states. You know who's listening by the amount of time they spend over the commode. Just kidding. But this is the kind of show that if you want to learn about great food, have a great time, and get involved in the experience of culinary, this is the only show you can do all three. And, of course, we couldn't do it without our fabulous sponsors, like the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience. Hey, you said that with joie de vivre in your voice. He's coming back to life. Of course, he's got something to celebrate this weekend, and well, we'll get into that a little bit later. Also brought to you by Real Sweet Onions by Schumann Produce. They're the leaders in Vidalia and Peruvian Sweet. But now the Vidalia onions are rocking. Talk to Adam down at Schumann Produce. They're literally flying off the shelf. They had a bumper crop this year. Good. Chef Eric, the onions, the Real Sweet Onions have been absolutely exceptional this year.
Yeah, I mean, the shipments that I've got now, they're beautiful. They're not overly large. They're a
little
bit smaller.
Like. I like that.
But they're just always beautiful. Don't
cry. The shape, there's no soft spots on them. They're just beautiful onions. So Real Sweet Vidalia onions. And how do you know, my friends, if you're really getting the Real Sweet Vidalia onion? Well, if it doesn't say it on the bag or the tag.
It ain't.
We're getting quite a chorus here. And, of course, by Whole Foods, where value matters. And, you know, we're excited. You were the one that put the first article out there on Chef and the Fat Man about that 365 brand has really taken off.
Absolutely.
So much so, Chef Eric, they are?
They are starting a new store line. It's a whole concept. New store called 365. And it's going to basically just sell the 365 brand. So you're going to be able to get Whole Food quality and values, if you will, at prices that are much more approachable for a larger audience, which is really a genius idea because
if you
figure they're going to probably be placing these in locations that are upwardly mobile and sort of just out of college and... You know, so you're going to get these kids that necessarily don't have a lot of money, but they're going to start to be able to shop at a more upscale location. And then as they get older, they'll graduate to Whole Foods. And so they're building their own little value chain there.
I think it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
I mean, and the way the grocery stores are evolving, I think, and I said this 2 years ago, I felt the day of slotting fees were going to end one day. And they're getting real close right now.
Yeah.
Because a lot of vendors...
Why don't you tell people what slotting
fees
are?
Well, slotting fees is, in other words, when you see a product on a shelf in a grocery store, they paid for that spot. And the better the placement, which is eye level, the more you pay. You're on the bottom shelf. But here's the thing. They got greedy, as they always do. Not only did they do slotting fees, but they would guarantee that they would bring in so much product. Well, now they've started turning around and saying, now you got to buy back what you don't sell. So you pay for a slotting fee on the bottom. You don't sell it. They ship it back. So you've really lost any profit. And so those days are starting to come to an end. And I think you'll see that, which in the long run will mean a better price for everybody. Because those slotting fees, the only one that wins are the big supermarkets.
Yeah.
Because they're making money they'll cut the price, they say, but they'll make money off the profit plus the slotting fee.
Correct.
So it'll be interesting to see.
Although that's how they keep prices lower. I mean, the margins at a grocery store are very, very low. And part of the reason for that is because of the slotting fees. Somebody's got to pay for those revenues. So the unintended consequences of removal of slotting fees.
Which we talk about often on our other show, What's Your Point? Which can be heard every Wednesday from 3 to 5 Eastern Standard Time. What's Your Point? That deals more with the current issues of the day.
We take the chef's toque off and put on the political hat.
Yes, and it's a lot of fun. And I've had, in fact, when I acquired my DirecTV, I switched services down in Mexico Beach. And not because of Hannah. Hannah had nothing to do with it.
Uh-huh.
But because they made me an offer I could not refuse. But the gentleman that was talking to me on the phone found out that we had a couple of shows. And when he found out about the current event political show, he stopped the middle of his sales pitch, took all of our information down, and exchanged a name with me for a fellow that's a wounded vet who now has started his working for another website writing articles. And he was in Ferguson for the Ferguson. He was in Baltimore for Baltimore. So, and he's conservative. So he said we ought to hook up. So we're doing all kinds of things that way. But culinarily, we're staying always on the cutting edge of societal and culinary evolution. And Chef Eric, we couldn't do it without Whole Foods or Cutter Cigar Emporium on Windward Parkway. It is your portal to the world of good times, the world of great cigars and selection, and the world of friends you have yet to meet. And we set a world record and historical epic just last weekend, Chef Eric, as we had the first annual, which was the third annual Cutter's anniversary, but it was the first annual Southern Cigar Festival.
Correct.
And I got to tell you, the numbers are in. They were staggering. 800 people in attendance, 35 vendors from 9 countries. The music was top-notch. In fact, you were responsible for the last band.
Right.
And they were great. The Cuban band was great. The steel drum player when you walked in was great. The weather was fantastic. And the event, as we like to say, there has not been that much smoke seen over Atlanta since Sherman was last here. I mean, it was a cigar event of really historical proportions. And having talked to all the vendors and some of them who have been to all the cigar events all around the country, had said this was without exception the greatest venue they had ever seen. And this is easily one of the top 5 cigar events they had been to in the country. And that was in year one.
I believe it.
And you've been to a lot of events.
I've
been to some events. And it was absolutely spectacular. But you and I, as the Cutter staff, we really didn't have a lot of time to enjoy it because you were on stage with the soundboard and I was on the stage giving stuff away. And we were having to communicate back and forth by texting. But we got it done. 99% approval rating from the crowd, 99.7% approval by the vendors for a first-time event. Absolutely extraordinary.
Excellent.
You know, Chef Eric, talking about extraordinary, you have some wonderful recipes for us today, but next week we may be taking a week off. We haven't figured that out yet. In homage to the great first anniversary of Chef Eric and Renee Holdo, even though they have a 21-year-old daughter.
It'll be our 24th.
Oh,
anniversary.
I knew I missed.
Yeah.
Yes.
24th.
Yes. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Usually you get time off for good behavior, but apparently not.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Renee might argue with you on that one, but no, congratulations, because that puts you in kind of an elite group. It's like, I think, 30 or 40%.
Especially out here.
Yeah.
I mean, I think all of my friends, other than you.
Yeah. You're my only friend. Yeah, I mean, that's it. Out of all the people we know, it kind of narrows
been
it down.
Divorced.
Yeah.
Oh, and that.
That's
no,
right.
No, 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 wait,
no, no, because he has.
That's
yes.
Right. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But anyway, we shall not dig up the dirt of certain individuals' past. He does enough of that. But tell us very quickly in the next 42 seconds, what have you got on tap for us today?
We're going to do a few things. We're going to do a Copper River Salmon confit.
Of course.
Which means simply we're going to cook it under oil. We're going to do a breaded veal sandwich, a la milanese. And we're going to do a lamb burger with feta. And these are things that we've got a Big Green Egg Expo going on, so the things that we could do outside or could do in here. The first recipe is definitely going to be an inside recipe. But certainly you could grab a cedar plank here at Cook's Warehouse and head outside with your Copper River salmon.
Live from Cook's Warehouse at the Extravaganza in East Cobb, Chef and a Fat Man taking it to the streets of East Cobb, baby.